So, Lou, after your starring role on The Block a couple of days ago, it's time to talk to a more regular blockhead, the one and only Shelley Craft. Shelley, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you doing? And, Lou, great to be in the presence of Rachel.
Oh, thanks, Shel. Look, it was wonderful to catch up with you at the Block open houses and then to just, like, get to look through the incredible houses. But I'm wondering, did you have any sway over, you know, the footage of me being left in there? Because if you did, thanks very much. It made my family very happy.
Oh, I'm so glad. Hey, look, if you went through the effort to line up with that 20,000 people and come through the homes, you deserve a little bit of airtime, I believe.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Great commentary too. So I'd love to hear your actual thoughts on the other houses as well.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, all of the houses were just amazing. That's goes without saying. And I know when you and I chatted, one of the things we did talk about was the fact that they look so much better in person.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you say that, because it's often difficult to show, A, the scale of the homes on television, but also the finish. And I know that we do build entire houses in 12 weeks, and a lot of people, you know, think that that cannot possibly happen, and what condition must they be in? Mm. So, yeah, to see them finished and looking absolutely phenomenal, and also accepting all of that foot traffic through them. Mm. So the guys will be doing little touch-ups over the next couple of days to make sure they're perfect for auction, but they held up so well to so many visitors, and you can see that each of those houses, they're amazing party houses.
Oh, yeah. Are they ever? Like, honestly, you could host any kind of party there and have space for everyone that wanted to come. You could have a whole street party and there'd still be space.
Yeah, well, we certainly did have a street party on the weekend. It was awesome.
All right, now question. In terms of entertainment value, who is your favourite team this season?
Oh, look, entertainment value. I reckon, look, Sticks and Wombat have given us great fodder the whole way through and done it with such, you know, character and style as well. They never really had a bad word to say about anyone. So I'd say as far as entertainment value, they were certainly entertaining. If you like, you know, you're viewing a little bit more gritty and full of drama, well, then Robbie Georgia.
Yes.
You know? They are perfect soapy material.
Yeah, we love them.
They are. And Ronnie's got perfect hair, let's be honest.
And eyelashes and eyebrows. I was
true.
Very jealous.
He's a very beautiful man, you're right. So the auction on this Sunday night, which, look, I can't wait to see, A, what kind of money these houses are going to go for, because seeing the houses in person and seeing the size and the scope of these dwellings, I can only imagine, well, I know they're well out of my budget, but, yeah, I mean, are you hopeful that it is going to be, you know, like a record auction?
Yeah, look, really hopeful for that. Obviously, the market's very different to the apartments that we've done in the past. We're not really looking for investors this time around. You know, it will be families looking for new homes. So that's always a different little pulling on the heartstrings as well during an auction. If you really, really want it, you're not just going to roll on to the next house like we've seen in previous auctions. You know, the money is there. The auction clearance rates in Victoria have been sensational over the past couple of weeks. So we're right in the thick of selling season at the moment, so we can only hope that it's a super weekend for everybody. Scotty and I are braced, you know, for the fact that things may not go quite the way we hope.
Oh,
yes. Because we've had those situations before and we were not prepared.
No one's
prepared.
But this
time around, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good. To be honest, I want that to happen because I like the drama.
Oh, you know, it's hard. They say, gee, that was a really unsuccessful series. And you're like, no, it was a ratings bonanza.
Yes, that's
so
what we want.
For us, the outcome isn't as important as the numbers. But, you know, from our hearts, we really hope everyone does well.
Oh, right. Yeah, they put in so much work, so they certainly deserve to do well. But we'll find out come this Sunday, the Blockshin is going to be amazing.
Oh, no.
That is the best one I've heard, Lou. So you are part of the family.
Did you like it? So, yeah, can't wait to see it. Shelley Craft, thanks for joining us.
I'm going to use that Blockshin. You know you're going to hear it on Sunday night.
Please do.
Thanks, Shel.
See you guys. Bye.